So our trip to Jerusalem was amazing. To be in the land where Jesus walked, to visit the tomb where Jesus laid, to go to the place where Jesus was born, to ride a camel, these were all amazing. Yet, at the same time, I felt that there's one thing missing. Don't get me wrong, the trip to Jerusalem, I highly recommend that for anyone. Because now when I pray the rosary, I can see all those scenes. When I read the Bible, I can know those places that it's talking about. This trip will be something I will remember forever in my heart. But I still felt like I was longing for something more. And I couldn't put my finger on it, but I think this analogy will explain it a little bit better. Imagine if I had a bride who had passed away. And one day, in remembrance of her, I decided to walk to all the places where she had walked, the house where she lived, the places she had eaten. This would give me a lot of comfort and peace, just being at those places. It would give me greater insight into her life and just joy at the memories we had shared. Yet, one thing would be missing. And that's her. In my heart of hearts, I would recognize that I don't just want to be where she was, I want to be where she is. My true longing is not for the places she has been, but for her presence itself. So as beautiful as all the scenery and the holy sites and experiences are in the Holy Land, there is something even greater than all those things. And that is our Lord Himself. This trip, kind of paradoxically, actually made me appreciate the Mass a lot more, because this is not just a place where we recall a memory or we practice empty symbols. Through the ministry of the priests, the one perfect sacrifice of Jesus Christ is made present here and now. There's a lady, her name is Catalina Rivas, and she was from Bolivia. And she had this amazing experience at Mass. She had the opportunity to have the Mass explained to her by Jesus and Mary. And she wrote this testimony down in a document called the Holy Mass. And so what she describes here is really important and really interesting. And she describes what happens at the moment of consecration. And this is what she says. The archbishop said the words of the consecration of the wine, and lightning appeared from the heavens, and in the background, the walls and the ceiling of the church had disappeared. All was dark before that brilliant light from the altar. Suddenly, suspended in the air, I saw Jesus crucified. I saw him from the head to the lower part of the chest. The cross beam of the cross was sustained by large, strong hands. From within this resplendent light, a small light, like a very brilliant, very small dove, came forth and flew swiftly all over the church. It came to rest on the left shoulder of the archbishop, who continued to appear as Jesus, because I could not distinguish his long hair, his luminous wounds in his large body, but I could not see his face. At that moment, the Virgin Mary said, "This is the miracle of miracles. I've said to you before that the Lord is not constrained by space and time." At the moment of the consecration, all the assembly is taken to the foot of Calvary. At the instance of the crucifixion of Jesus. So the single sacrifice of Christ, which was done 2 millennia ago, will now be made present. And the Catechism teaches us the sacrifice of Christ and the sacrifice of the Eucharist are one single sacrifice. The victim is one and the same. The same now offers through the ministry of priests who then offered himself on the cross. Although some of us will get an opportunity to go into the Holy Land in the future, many of us will not be able to for various reasons. But despite not being able to go to the Holy Land, despite not being able to go to the Church of the Holy Sepulchre, and to go up to Calvary and to see the place where Jesus was crucified, we all have the opportunity in a few moments and each and every single day to be not where he was, but to be where he is. Take this, all of you, and eat of it. But this is my body, which will be given up for you.